help us set aside any religious differences and work together in unity, ensuring that our efforts reflect your will for a better world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Okay, roll call. James Allen, present. Natalie Jeter.
Yes, here.
Kayla McGinnis.
Present.
Donna Moore. Not present. And Kyle Myers.
Present.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or by the board by majority vote. Is there anyone that wishes to comment? Thank you. Next item agenda, approval of minutes for March 12, 2025. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes for March 12, 2025.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Approval of the agenda for April 9, 2025, to hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. Do I have a motion to approve?
I'd like to motion approval of the agenda for April 9, 2025.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Informational items, receive a report and updates from the South County Liaison Moskowitz regarding the Searchlight Cottonwood Cove Trail from US 95 to Michael Wendell Way Public Works Project, and any other updates from Clark County.
Perfect, thank you, Chair. I know we've got a few projects going on in Searchlight, so I thought Public Works would add one more. I want to let everyone know that the Cottonwood Cove project, that bids opened on March 24th, and Unicon was the lowest and most responsible bidder. So they came in about $1.2 million for the project. So next steps will be they'll work with them to do all the insurance, the bonding, kind of start the pre-construction meetings, and then eventually will be construction. So I'll be sure to keep everyone in loop on what's going on, and let you know when it's going to come. If they're doing anything that'll impact property owners, of course they will let them know in advance so they need to move cars or stuff like that. But Public Works is doing a good job at keeping me in the loop, and I will keep everyone in the loop as well. So with that, those are all my updates.
Thanks, Mark. Any questions from Mark from the public? Board? Next informational item, receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
Good evening, folks. My name is Sergeant Gene Gallagher. I work out of Laughlin Substation. For the month of March 2025, we had 29 calls for service. Compared to last year, it was 28, so we went up one. Looking back in February, which was only 18 calls for service. During the month, we wrote 13 citations. There were no DUIs reported. There were no battery domestic violence arrests in either adults or juveniles. There were 4 adult bookings, no juvenile arrests, and there were 1 juvenile citation issued, and it looks like calls for service, the majority of them were at the Terribles here in Searchlight, and that's what I have.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the public? Any questions from the board? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, the informational item, receive a report from the Searchlight Volunteer Fire District regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire vigilance. Receive a report from Sergeant Tim Waller with Nevada Highway Patrol activity and statistics regarding last month and other public safety.
Good evening, Sergeant Tim Waller, Nevada Highway Patrol, Searchlight Laughlin. First, I'd like to introduce you guys to Trooper Hellman here. He's been down here for going on 9 years. He was out for about a month. He just had his first kid, so I'm glad to have him back. Trooper Searchlight Laughlin is glad to have him back. Liam, I believe is his name. So it's good to have him back, even for me. So three guys down here, it gets a little bit rough, but we're back to four. For last month, we had 433 traffic stops, resulting in 423 citations issued, 48 commercial inspections, which is pretty good. We're up in here, 7 crashes and 2 arrests, resulting in 559 overall contacts with the public. Any questions?
Any questions from the public? All right, you from the board? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, next informational item, receive a report from Searchlight Volunteer Fire District regarding stats and other activities during the past month. Do we have any information? I don't have anything.
No, we don't have anything.
No, no.
Next item, receive a report from Judge Jeter with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month.
Hello all, that's Judge Chris Jeter, Searchlight Justice of the Peace, Searchlight Justice Court, and my last name is spelled J-E-T-E-R. For the month of March, from March 1st to March 31st, there was 241 civil citations, 3 probable cause, and 63 traffic or misdemeanor citations, for a total of 307. That's all I have today. Any questions?
Any questions from the public?
And just to follow up on Sergeant Waller, I don't know if those of you who know Officer Kevin Lemire, he had 2 tragedies that occurred in his family. His father died yesterday of natural causes, and his mother passed today of natural causes as well. So I guess, you know, there's some times when, you know, that's how you should go out when you love each other that much. You know, life is short, so kind of keep that in mind if you see Officer Lemire around here. You know, give him his condolence. That's just some sad information from, you know, Kevin, that he had to ordeal in his life, losing both of his parents a day apart from each other. Well, that you guys take care of yourselves. Enjoy.
Chris, I do have a question for
sure,
you.
Sure.
So there's a lot of traffic citations happening here, coming to the court. Where does the money go?
Well, because
it comes out, I mean, I'm doing some rough math, maybe $60,000 a month or so.
In
citations.
So I'm not going to discuss where money goes for the court, but money goes from this court and every other court throughout the county. You know, so it's not, it doesn't just stay in Searchlight, but there's other entities throughout the county that money goes towards. So it's just like in Las Vegas and Motor City, all that money is split up through different entities.
Okay, that just seems like a lot of money. We could use it for some other projects, and maybe Mark can help us find out how that's divvied up.
Like I said before, that's through the county, actually. You know, so that's not a decision that the courts make. I do not talk about monies. I do not talk about what goes on in the court. I do not talk about open cases in the court. You know, so just to let you guys know, that's the way it's going to be. That's the way it should be. You know, if you guys have information you want to come to the court, you guys are more than welcome to come to the courthouse on every other Tuesday and Wednesday, see what's going on in there. That money's divvied up. I wish it did stay in Searchlight, but unfortunately, same thing in Las Vegas. I wish Las Vegas had it too as well, where everything stayed in that jurisdiction to help out the community. But as far as I know, it's all divvied up.
All right, thank you, Chris.
Okay.
Next agenda item, informational item, receive a report from Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system. Is there a report?
Good evening, everyone. Jordan Bunker with the Las Vegas Valley Water District. Just a quick system update. Community water usage for March of 2025 was 3.7 million gallons of water. That's actually about a million gallons more than March of last year, and that's largely because of an NDOT project that's been happening in town. Most of that water's been going through that NDOT meter, so yeah, it'll tail off eventually for sure. Other than that, the system has been running smoothly, no major breaks to speak of. We did have one of our operators respond to a property to shut off a leak because the property owner was out of town and there was an on-site leak identified, so we handled that. But other than that, the system is in good shape. And that concludes my report.
Any questions from the public?
That's a good question. So you say that you identified it. How do you identify that, and do you, like, what's, how does that process work?
I believe in Searchlight, and I could be wrong because Searchlight is not my specialty. I'm filling in for Kathy. But I think Searchlight is outfitted with automated meter infrastructure, and that is that. Those are meters that we're able to track in real time. And even better than that, if the meter detects that there is consistent, that it's running consistently for a certain amount of time, we'll get notified that there's water going on, and we'll be able to, that there's a leak going on, and we'll be able to investigate it, which has been a huge aid as far as water conservation goes.
They send out a little text that says you may have a leak at a certain address.
Save my house a few times.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. Save me from
water.
Likewise. I've left it on a tree, and then I get a text, and I'm like, oh. It's pretty handy.
Okay.
Yep. Right, any other questions from the public?
All right,
thank you.
All right, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Next informational item, receive a report from Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding status of wastewater and water sewage.
So for March 2025, they treated an average of 47,000 gallons per day. In comparison to March of 2024, it was 39,000 gallons per day. For a difference in flow, the flow increased by 8,000 gallons per day from last year at this time. There were no sewer service complaints for the month of March, and there were two call before you dig Searchlight tickets that were received for March 2025, and then there's an attached chart for the monthly flow comparison that you can see on there, as well as the annual rates below.
Thank you, Natalie. Next informational item, receive a report from Kelly Lear, Southern Clark County Coordinator with UNR Extension regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
All right, Michelle, can you hear me?
Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
She was having a hard time hearing in the back.
She's in the front.
Jordan, nice to meet you. Kelly Lair, L-E-H-R, UNR Extension. The garden irrigation is coming along, and thanks to Billy and the Las Vegas Valley Water District, we have the supplies to get those to the individual beds, and it's coming along in the next couple of weeks. We're going to have a work day, and we're going to get that all set up. So nice to meet you and appreciate all the help. Devin, my
community-based instructor.
Battery's dead.
I got a loud voice.
You
still be able to hear me, Michelle. So Devin's teaching a garden curriculum with the hydroponic principles. They were here in the corner last month. And it's kindergarten through fifth grade. She teaches on Wednesday mornings. The library, thank you, Michael and Tyler, for opening up early. And Michelle, it's a farm-to-table curriculum with a focus on foods of the garden. And the theme is Colors of the Rainbow. And so today, they had pink foods. I know because I had to shop for it. And so they are using juicers, and they're using choppers, and they're foodies now, so they really like to create. And the Teen Survivor Series resumes on Friday afternoons. We're going to go with both classes through the very beginning of May. We have delved into escape room games, pickleball basics, which is the lines below your feet. We came in and we have pickleball in here, and they have done some salsa making, which I brought some sample today for the salsas that they were making. I was told fruit does not belong in salsa, But they did do pineapple and mango, and they used some of the mint that they grew, and so they put that together. We're also going to offer a summer Lego robotics 6-week curriculum. That's not staying. On Tuesday afternoons from 3 to 4, beginning on June 3rd. And it'll be for 1st through 8th grade, and so we can divide them up according to the age-appropriate kind of Lego sets. And the theme will be carnival. And so, once again, they'll get some fun food that they can eat when they are checking out the engineering principles. This Friday, Devin is going to pick up those teens. For me, I'm out of town. My son has a family weekend in college. And so she's going to pick the kids up outside of Garrett Junior High in Boulder City with the van, with the 4-H van. And she has a really cool collaboration with the animal shelter in Boulder City. And so she's going to take the kids there to tour the animal shelter and read to the animals. I tried for weeks, and I know the board will remember, just asking who has small animals. I really wanted to introduce the kids to small animals. That's 4-H. And of course, chickens were out of the question, and we have a lot of chickens. So we came up with this as an alternative. So there's a lot of different animals at the animal shelter, and I really think they're going to enjoy that. And then she will drive them back out here and have them back home by 4:30. She's also offering her Outdoor Nevada Hiking Club. It's the last one of the season. It's at Cottonwood Cove on April 28th. And recently we collaborated with Bronson and Michelle from Clark County, and we brought pickleball and watercolor classes to Searchlight. And so really all I did was give her the supplies, and she's running it. And it's well received. The kids liked the pickleball as well. So I'm hoping, because we have two sets, it's right here behind me, and it has wheels. And so we have another set that we can put in the parking lot and kind of chalk it off out there if it's not too hot. You can have two courts going, and it'll get some physical activity, especially with those teams. And the two classes that Michelle's offering, the pickleball is Mondays at 11, and the watercolor is every Tuesday, and it just started yesterday. So interactive hands-on workshops. They're sure to please the adult community, but the younger kids are really liking it too. So flyers are on the back table for that. And then Devin and I also want all of Searchlight to know that we have Dr. M.L. Robinson coming back to the Laughlin Library. And he's going to present on Cactus on May 31st. And that's not Memorial Day, it's the weekend after. And we hope Searchlight will join us. You guys have come to a couple of his presentations. He's just a pleasure to have in attendance as a guest speaker. He's funny, he's kind of kooky, but he has a lot of information on Cactus. The event is free, flyers are on the back table, and we also have new Healthy Aging and Living newsletters for April on the back table. Any questions for me?
Any questions from the public? Thank you, Kelly. Next agenda item, receive a report from Tyler Young, the Searchlight Library, regarding current and upcoming programs.
I'm Michael Chapman, Library Assistant, CHAPMAN, here to tell you about all the remainder of the events that we have going on this month at the Searchlight Library. This Saturday is our biggest in-library event of the entire year. It's Customer Appreciation Day. Have prizes, we'll have food, and we'll have a craft. It's a pottery craft that he has planned, and he's going to be real busy because I won't be there that day. But so that's this Saturday, and starts at 10. Shows here, it starts at 10. So it must start at 10, even though we don't usually tell 11. So, but it's all day long on Saturday until 2. And then in conjunction with Parks and Rec, of course, Tuesday right in this room, we have sewing with Michelle. And next Thursday, we have a little bit of a doubleheader going on. We have, it's National Yahtzee Week, and I know that they used to play Yahtzee in here, from what I hear, so come into the Searchlight Library and join us. He got a enlarged Yahtzee, so you know, if you have trouble seeing, you're not going to miss this one. It's a huge Yahtzee Scorchy, so that should be easy and fun to follow along. And then I have Earth Day story time for the kids after school on Thursday the 17th. On Saturday the 19th, we have Easter egg painting at 11:30. And the monthly painting is the last Thursday of the month, which is the 24th at 11:30. On Saturday the 26th, Tyler's got a doubleheader going on. He's got rock painting at 11:30. You don't need to bring your own rocks, although you can if you want. We do provide the rocks for you, as with the pottery. We provide the pottery for you as well for that this Saturday. So just bring yourself, and we supply everything you need to do all the crafts that we have. And then the book club is also that Saturday the 26th at 2 o'clock. And starting today, we have a stuffed animal sale. Stuffed animals are $1.50 each. My kids outgrew all of the stuffed animals that they had, and so they've been in bags in my garage. I cleaned them up really nicely, and they're now for sale for $1.50 at the library. Any questions?
Any questions from the public?
Board? Do the stuffed animal sales go to the library?
Yes, it comes back to us. Like Jeter said, I'm not exactly sure how the library does things with funds, but ideally, if we're selling it, it should come back to us.
All right, thank you, Mike. Next informational item received, a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns.
I don't really have any maintenance reports to provide. Got a little tidbit of information, and there's not much to go on right now, but tentatively, fiscal year 2028, NDOT is looking at another project in Searchlight, a preservation project from Nipton Road, from the US 95 intersection here in Searchlight to State Line. Once I receive more information from NDOT, I will provide it here at the town board. And are there any questions? Michelle?
Are you reporting to the people on the roads where there's potholes and stuff that need to be fixed in town?
On the highway?
No, on town streets.
Yeah, I put those in.
Main Street and Gavilan.
I've done that one a few times before, so maybe they'll do something extra this time. Any other questions or concerns from the board? Right, thank you.
Thank you, Kyle. No planning and zoning issues, no general business. Comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. Will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by a majority vote. Yes.
Robbie Crowfoot, 400 North Broadway Street. Crowfoot, C-R-O-F-O-O-T. For the last 5 years, I bought this land down here. I've been trying to build a house here. And we went through the pandemic. We changed all the rules. I abided by all their new rules, but we're still stuck where we're not getting anything done. I don't know if this advisory, you gotta go through this advisory board to get things done in Clark County. I just don't really have any more time for it. I'm only here for 6 months out of the year. I bring bees down here. I leave and take them back to Minnesota. During the summertime, it's too warm here. They got a better success rate there. They got a better success rate here in the winter because 40 below is way too cold for it. But if we're not gonna build here, I'm gonna move someplace else. I've followed all their guidelines, submitted everything into them, and we keep coming up with trivial stuff that doesn't make any difference. One of the questions, they says, well, this is outdated. That land hasn't moved. The land they tested is still the same land. They said, well, we don't have a, the geotech report doesn't say the amount of content of water in the soil, the humidity. I said, I can tell you one thing, she's pretty dry. If they read the prints that I had done for this place, it gives them a lot of those details in there. Tells them how to backfill, tells you how to backfill the whole thing. I've got 50 years in construction by myself. I've built six houses before. I have never, ever run into a situation like this. I don't know what we need to do, but please let me know. And if you don't want me in Searchlight, that's fine. I can move someplace else. Doesn't bother me a bit, so.
I'm sorry you're having those issues, Mr. Crawford. We obviously want more people to live in Searchlight as opposed to having...
It would appear that you don't, and I mean, even when I go up to the board or the county up there, they complain about the people in Searchlight don't get permits. Why would they complain to me about that? I'm there trying to get a permit. I told the one gal, I says, look, I've been at this 5 years. Kind of need to get this thing moving. She looked at me and says, well, I got 10 years more to work. I really, that doesn't affect me. That shouldn't affect my permit.
I agree. Unfortunately, in this agenda item today, we won't be able to assist you.
And I'm not asking you to. Asking is there's a problem with me being in Searchlight with this. Let me know.
Sure.
I can move someplace else. That's very easy to do.
No, sir, there's no issue. And I understand your frustrations because I've been down there myself on more trivial issues. And it can be very, you talk to one person, oh, it's all good to go. Then you get an email a couple days later, no, that person gave you complete wrong information. I understand your frustration.
I made 42 trips to the two offices up there. 42 trips. I got other things better to do in my life. I ain't got that much of it left.
And I agree the process should be streamlined, in my opinion, but Mark Moskowitz is actually our county liaison from the town of Searchlight to the county.
Well, maybe Mark can do something, because I'm washing my hands. Well, I'm done with this.
And I would just suggest sticking around after the meeting and talking to Mark and for him to try to help you navigate through this issue.
Yeah, no, that's what I'd say. I appreciate what Kyle said. Yeah, if you want to wait after the meeting, we can talk and exchange
That'd
emails.
Be fine with me. Okay. I'm just looking for something because I Perfect. Leave at the end of the month.
Perfect.
I'll be back in October.
Okay.
I don't have a permit ready to go in October, I'm moving south.
Okay. Well, you came to the right place tonight.
All right.
So we'll get you squared away.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Two roles I'm in tonight. So Equinox Gold, Castle Mountain Mine. We're having a plant donation on April 26th at the Walking Box Ranch. That's a Saturday. I think it's 9 to noon we'll be there. And you can have 5 plants total, so we're limiting it to 1 barrel cactus, 1 penstemon plant, and then any combo of the other cactus. So it's all just cactus. And then the perennial, rare perennial flower, the penstemon bicolor. And then my other capacity tonight is just volunteer. So I've been helping with set up the bioblitz with the Friends of the Vikwame National Monument. So that actually started the first day of spring, March 20th, and it runs through till the first day of summer, June 20th. So I have some flyers here, which I will put back on the table. If you want more information, you can go to the friendsofvikwame.org website, and you can see at the top they talk about the BioBlitz. And so basically a BioBlitz, we just want to get a snapshot of the biodiversity for the new monument. And a good way to do that is to just enlist, you know, regular people. You don't have to have a degree in science, it's just citizen science. And you can go on to iNaturalist, I think it's .com. And it might be .org, but all the link to that as well is on friendsofvikwame.org. So you can go to iNaturalist and you can join the group for this BioBlitz if you want to make observations of anything living, basically. So plants, animals, fungi, anything living that you see in the new Vikwame National Monument, and you can take photos of it. upload it, and it's a really cool website. I don't utilize it as much as I should, but I have a couple times, so it's really cool because it'll tell you, like, it'll give you suggestions based on your photo of, it might be this species or that, and you can go to the map and see if that species is where you are and kind of try to figure out what you're seeing. And so the more observations we can get on that, the better all around, and it's just really cool. And they're going to have 3 days of activities, so that's where, like, Equinox is going to have their plant donation. So it'll be Friday, the April 25th, Saturday, the 26th, and Sunday, the 27th. So they'll have children's activities, not really specified, but you could use cleaning Joshua tree seeds. They'll have someone bringing their pet snakes in on Sunday, which is, like, going to be my highlight, probably. They'll have nighttime and daytime reptile surveys. Bird surveys, just like night sky presentations. You can help monitor dark skies so we can try to get our dark sky designation for the monument. And it's just like really action-packed 3 days. So if you want to come out, I'll have the flyers on the back table. It should be really exciting. Any questions?
Thank you, Emily. Questions from the public? Warren?
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Go ahead,
Emily. Thank you, Emily. That was partially what I was going to ask. So excellent. Thank you. You're very good at all the biodiversity and all that, so much better information than me. We also have the first Saturday at Walking Box Ranch. That will be an arts and advocacy day from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. That's on the friendsofabiquame.org website as well. And then, as Emily mentioned, there's a lot of information on the BioBlitz, so you can click on events, and then you can get a lot of details on what's going on for those 3 days.
Thank you, Natalie. And I have a little announcement. There will be a community Easter sunrise celebration here in Searchlight at the Searchlight Senior Center. That will be Easter morning, April 20th at 6 a.m. We'll be starting. We'll have special music, be a breakfast, potluck, so if you attend, please bring some eats. Everyone is encouraged and invited. Thank you. Anybody else have announcements?
Excuse me, I do.
Yes, go ahead.
Just let you guys know, I'm 58 today.
Happy birthday.
Congratulations.
He's a town board on his birthday.
You're going to catch
him. One of these days, I hope so.
All right, our next speaker. Excuse me. Next meeting, April 10th, April 30th, 2025. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.
Look at you,
only have 1 sentence left. So have you been emailing with the building department?
Yeah, I've got 41 issues that they complained about. I went down there to, because some of them are so vague.
Yeah.
And some of them, I says, read the prints. They're asking, it's a container home, okay? So it's a steel building.
Yeah.
Okay, you cut the center wall out of this.
Sure.
You put them together. And there's an 8x40 on the other side, and there's trees way in between.
Okay.
They says, well, where do you attach the sheetrock?
Yeah.
It's got a metal roof.
Yeah.
We're not attaching sheetrock to it. We're going to paint it.
I don't have a card with me, but if you grab one of the agendas on the back.
Yeah.
This is my email right here, and this is Tammy's as well.
Okay.
You want to email us who you've been talking to and all that?
Well, and every time I go down there, there's nobody there.
Really? Have you emailed them at all?
We've emailed back and forth a million times. And when I talked to the guy in the planning part, he says, what's the problem over there? Why don't they get
this? So
okay, so John's got it.
Yeah.
This other gal I deal with, she says, well, under Title 30, well, you can't do this, you can't do that. I'm going, ma'am.
Yeah.
Stay out of this. This isn't...